Islamic State militants fighting in Iraq and Syria released a video Thursday which Reuters acquired and has not been able to independently verify. One man is sitting alone in front of a camera. Here is part of what he said.
My name is John Cantley. I'm a British journalist who used to work for some of the bigger newspapers and magazines in the UK, including The Sunday Times, The Sun, and The Sunday Telegraph. In November 2012, I came to Syria, where I was subsequently captured by the Islamic State. Now, nearly 2 years later, many things have changed, including the expansion of the Islamic State to include large areas of eastern Syria and western Iraq, a landmass bigger than Britain and many other nations. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, he's only doing this because he's a prisoner. He's got a gun at his head, and he's being forced to do this, right? Well, it's true. I am a prisoner. That I cannot deny. But seeing as I've been abandoned by my government, and my fate now lies in the hands of the Islamic State, I have nothing to lose.
British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said he had heard reports of a video on social media and said authorities would look closely at any materials released online. Cantley said other Western governments have negotiated for the release of their hostages, but that the British and U.S. governments chose to do things differently. Islamic State has beheaded two journalists in recent weeks. American Stephen Sotloff and James Foley also gave video statements before they were killed. British aid worker David Haynes was beheaded by the militants last week.